that make a man offended to a war and lay a snare. You know, they try to trip a nigga up like me, you know, because I ain't following Whitey's rules. You down with that? Bitch!
You're the only number that I dial. Your mother cheeks. You're the only sex I'm getting now. Ain't that a trip? But it don't matter.
You down with that?
And it don't matter. Bitch!
Cause you're
the only one.
Bitch! Bitch!
Which is one girl. One girl. That's all I need. I'm a beast.
What's up? What's up? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. What's going on with you? Let's see who we got on the phone. What's up, player?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Who we talking to?
This team calling from Sarasota, Florida.
What's going on in Florida, player?
Not much at all.
What's on your mind tonight, man?
At all. I just wanted to call in. First off, I wrote the book, The Art of Mackin.
Okay. How long have you had the book? When did you get the book?
Well, I actually got the book from one of my friends. He let me borrow it. I wrote the whole book in 2 days.
There you go. Cool. So what's on your mind tonight, player?
Yeah, what's on my mind tonight is, do you believe, mystery? Like with girls, because I don't like to give off too much.
I'm gonna repeat that one more time. We got a bad connection.
Do you believe in being sort of mysterious with a girl?
Absolutely. I always talk about being mysterious, man. You got to be mysterious because you can't let women figure you out, man. If a woman figures you out, man, it's like the game is over. Women like adventure. Women like the thrill of a chase. They like to work a puzzle. You know what I'm saying? And your mind has to be a puzzle. If you become too easy to figure out, there's nothing intriguing about you. So you always got to be mysterious. Women like that mysterious vibe in a man. Got it?
Yeah. Because I go by my real name. Go by King.
Okay.
Give out my actual cell phone number. I give him another number that just goes straight to voicemail. And, you know, I just don't like to really talk about myself. I'm not those types.
And that's good, man. Less is definitely more, man. A lot of dudes, the worst mistake they can make is stepping to a woman and just giving a woman their whole resume. A lot of guys try to impress women with their credentials. Like, I'm a producer, I'm a photographer, I do this, I do that, I'm a rapper, I'm an athlete. And that really has an opposite effect. When women see that you're trying hard to impress them, it kind of turns them off. When you're real smooth, you're just being yourself, you're not trying to impress them, you're just doing you, that makes them want to get into your mind. That makes them say, well, damn, what's up with this dude? Got it?
Yeah, because when I was, reading your book, there was a lot of, really to it, but there were some parts, where you didn't really go into explanation, so I sort of made my questions, and I've applied it, and my relationship since reading, because to have a whole different approach, women. And
okay, you're going in and out, player. We lost the connection. Got a bad connection. Let me turn this Tyrese up. Got a bad connection with that brother right there. Today's show is brought to you by Tyrese and his new DVD. Not DVD, but CD. His new CD called Alter Ego. We're going to be playing that for the whole show. And we're also brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. And we're brought to you by UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. That's where you can chop it up with other players in the game. I'm in a real mellow vibe tonight. I'm going to Hawaii in the morning. I'll be in Hawaii for a week. Working on a new book, I got to get out there and focus and concentrate. So I'm in a very mellow, mackish mood tonight. You see, my tone is all mellow and Mac-ish. I'm playing some mellow Mac-ish music. I get in those vibes every now and then. You feel me? We're going to talk about a few things today. And don't forget, everybody, I will be down in Atlanta. I should be. We're still getting all the arrangements together, but I'll be down in Atlanta on February 1st, 2007. Who's on the phone? Okay, we had somebody on the phone. We just lost him. But like I said, I will be down in Atlanta February 1st, 2007. I'm scheduled to be in Atlanta at Spelman College doing a lecture down there. I will also be doing a lot of radio stuff down there, too. I'm trying to set all that stuff up as we speak. I will be giving everybody the details and the particulars as soon as I get them. Also, everybody, when I'm in Hawaii, if you guys email me your address, all my diehards out there, I'll send you guys a postcard while I'm out there. You know, anybody who knows me and knows the show, that's where I go to write my books. So my listeners, I'll shoot you guys a couple of postcards if you want to send your address. Because some cats have asked me that. They're like, hey, send a postcard. Send your address, I'll send you a postcard. And I post up photos. I get a blog and all that stuff going on to show you the beauty of Hawaii. But anyway, there's a few things I would like to talk about tonight. I want to talk about that Oprah Winfrey story. There's a story that came out today that Oprah Winfrey has opened up a new school in Africa. She opened up a school in Africa for girls, and I think the school cost like $40-50 million, and you know how niggas are. Niggas over here, niggas are complaining. Niggas are complaining, talking about she could have used that money over here. Blah, blah, blah. And Oprah said some real gangster shit. Oprah said, and I'm going to paraphrase the article because the article has been going around on the internet for the last couple of days. But Oprah said she got kind of frustrated going into inner city schools in the U.S. because the students, the children here, when you ask them what they want iPods and sneakers. And the children over in Africa, you know, she asked them what they wanted, and they basically wanted uniforms to go to school. So she decided that's where she's going to put her money. And some black people over here in the United States, they have issue with that. Now, me personally, I don't blame Oprah one bit. I feel Oprah Winfrey 100% on this shit. The thing over here, man, and I'm going to do another show on this when I get back from Hawaii about how just black people over here, I'm just going to do it because I have a big audience, black, white, Hispanic, everybody, and I'm going to touch on some race issues tonight. But black folks over here, we got to get off this bullshit. First of all, that people owe us something. I know that we have the reparations issue and all that stuff. I can understand that. I understand all that. But us niggas out here just have a mentality that you just owe them something for nothing. There was a movie called The Departed that came out a few months ago, did very well in the box office. And in the beginning of the movie, the very beginning of the movie, one of the characters said some real deep shit. And it just resonated through the whole movie to me. He said, in this business, in the gangster lifestyle, you have to go out and get what you want. He said, the niggers, and you know, Martin Scorsese, they always got to drop the N-bomb in his movies, but that's a whole issue within itself, but I digress. But they said, the niggers don't understand that. The niggers always want somebody to give them something. That's why they don't have nothing. You got to go out and get it. And that's so true. Niggas, you got to go out and get whatever the fuck you want. The thing about it, black people over here in America, niggas just have a smash and grab, half-ass mentality when it comes to doing business. And I'm talking firsthand knowledge. It's very difficult to do business with black folks over here. I know that's some harsh shit to say. And there are exceptions to the rule, trust me. There are exceptions to the rule. There are some great black businessmen and women out there, but in order to get to those few brothers and sisters who are handling their business financially and just being thorough with their shit, you got to go through a whole bunch of other bullshit with other flim-flammers. The average nigga that's out here trying to do business is on some funky finger production shit. And we can sit up and pretend that that shit ain't real, but that's 100% real and niggas know it. We got to handle our business better. We got to be more thorough when it comes to doing business. We can't have a get-rich-quick scheme, smash-and-grab type of mentality. You feel what I'm saying? And then niggas want to criticize people who are handling their business correctly. People always got to be off in Oprah's pocket talking about what the fuck she should do with her paper. Niggas were always off in Michael Jordan's pockets talking about what he should do. They should do this. They should build a community center. They should do that. They should do this. The thing is, man, a lot of people in the inner city don't appreciate shit. I'm going to go out and say it. That's real talk, man. Cats in the inner city don't appreciate a goddamn thing. People always ask me to come to school. I don't do that inner city speak at the school shit. I don't do that. And they've asked me that all the time. I don't do it. I do colleges, and there's a reason why I do that. I like speaking at colleges, number one. These kids are, well, not really kids. They're adults now. They're independent. And when you come out your pocket or have a tuition or whatever and enroll yourself into a school, you've made an effort to enroll yourself in school, that shows that you have some type of incentive. In high school and elementary school, you're basically forced to go to school. You have no choice but to go to school. You dig what I'm saying? So that's a whole different dynamic. But I like talking at colleges, and I like to be paid for my services. Whenever I do something for somebody for free, just on some hookup shit, and I just had a very bad experience with one DJ down south, and I was going to do some stuff with him as a favor, and he just handled his business in a very niggerish way. Whenever you do stuff for free for people, they usually don't appreciate it. You dig? That's just a fact of reality. When people have to pay for something, they usually value it more. They take heed to it more. I do not like, please, and people don't ask me. Don't ask me to come donate time to the school or come down to the youth center and all that. Hell no. If they can spend money on sneakers and bathing apes and all that shit, they can spend money on my ass. If they can spend money on a Chris Brown CD, they can spend money on this game. Get off that shit, black folks. Get off that where niggas just believe people owe them something and you just want somebody to give you something. And no. So I take offense to the people who are taking offense at Oprah. Oprah's, first of all, that's her money. She can do what the fuck she wants to do with it. And over there in some of those African countries, those cats are way more appreciative of what you give them. They're not tripping on all that bullshit and they don't want to bling and all that. They're like, shit, just give me a bucket of water and a book. That's what I want. And you can respect that. They're just trying to live. And Oprah wanted to put her money where it's going to be useful. We got a long way to go, black folks in this country, man. We got to get our shit right, our business right. We got to start handling business better. The problem is, man, we have too many cats who want to be chiefs and not enough Indians. Everybody wants to be a goddamn leader, but they don't have the capacity to lead yet because nobody wants to be a thorough follower. In order to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower. And motherfuckers don't want to listen. Niggas don't want to be good students. You just can't jump into the boss game. You got to work your way up. Cats don't want to take the time to work themselves up. They don't want to take the time to work themselves up that ladder. Smash and grab. Straight smash and grab mentality. Straight up and down. And that's the problem that a lot of us have. And in the inner city, man, again, these cats are not only unappreciative, too many cats in the hood or in the inner city, men and women, hate on people that's doing better. Just the other day, I think it was an NFL player. I can't think of the guy's name, but you know who I'm talking about. NFL player got killed in a damn drive-by, fucking with niggas. That's why I'm in a very serious mood tonight, man. It's too much bullshit going on. Black folks, we got to get it right, man. We got to start handling business with each other better. Then we can be taken seriously with outsiders or other people. We can't even handle business among ourselves. That's why, you know, I had that problem with the Mac Pack a few months ago. There was too many cats in their ear. Too many cats trying to be chiefs. And niggas just shot themselves in the fucking foot. I'm still doing me. But when you try to help cats, man, they sabotage themselves. And they'll try to sabotage you. So as a boss, as a leader, you got to know when to cut certain people off, and you got to know who to align yourself with, and you also got to know who to help out. You can't help out everybody. You help out certain people, they'll drag you down with them. You waste your money trying to help out certain people. And Oprah Winfrey was smart in her decision. Why is she going to dump a whole bunch of money in a school that motherfuckers going to fuck up? Niggas in school fighting. And all. Come on, man. And the minute somebody, a black celebrity, a person, make them some money, they go back down to the inner city, they got to worry about getting shot or fucking robbed. That shit is corny, man. Black folks got to get off that shit. Because now, and what I really want to talk about, is this problem that we got with the Latino and black problem out here in Los Angeles. On the West Coast, there's a very big problem with blacks and Latinos out here. This Mexican cat shot a 14-year-old girl, black girl, last week, I think. You dig what I'm saying? It's shit like that going on. That's why niggas got to get themselves together. Black folks got to get their shit right, because now you have outsiders coming into our communities doing real greasy type shit. And we can't focus on protecting ourselves from these outsiders when we have to protect ourselves from each other. You dig what I'm saying? Because those Mexican cats, those SAs, around this time, they're looking out for each other. They're sticking together like a motherfucker. And I got a lot of Latino listeners, man. And y'all, my Latino brothers, let me switch the focus on you guys, because y'all doing some real dumb shit, too. That driving around randomly shooting folks out here in L.A., that's been going on out here. It's been going on for a little while. Now it's getting real heavy. Y'all fucking the game up for everybody, for your whole community. And I say this, and people who know me, I have people, Mexican cats, that I roll with all the time. If you guys look at my website or go to my MySpace page or look at press photos and be out on the red carpet, you'll see me with a couple of brothers and me with a couple of Mexican cats. Cats that I've broken bread with for years, friends of mine for years. I ain't talking about, you know, white folks say, oh, I got a black friend. It ain't that. No. Not a motherfucker that you associate with every blue moon. I've had Mexican cats, Latino dudes in my home, staying in my crib. We rolling out of town together. I mean, we roll like that. So I'm not going to be on that fuck the Mexican shit, because I roll with niggas like that. I got Mexican dudes that I'm cool with, and I know it would be wrong for me to stereotype, because those little punk-ass essays that's doing all that dumb rah-rah shit out here, that's not indicative of how all Mexican cats think. That would be ignorant for me to think that. That's what the media would like to see, niggas on some shit like that. They want to pit everybody together, pit the black and the Latinos together, against each other, rather. But I know better than that. I'm not falling for that trick, that divide and conquer shit. And the shit's getting real heavy out here. It's getting real, real heavy out here. And I mean, if you look at the news or read newspapers out here in California, these Mexican dudes are just rolling around, just shooting civilians. When you do that, and I got a lot of Mexican dudes who are hustlers, who are straight up hustlers, real hustlers. When you do that, I'm talking to you little stupid essays out there that's doing the dumb shit. All you're doing is making the block hot. You shutting down the whole block because the cops are knocking on everybody's doors. You don't get away with it. It ain't like the movies. Fools, and I'm talking to the essays, and I'm talking to the brothers too, who think that you can go out here and just pop somebody and just go home and eat a sandwich like they do in the movies. Nigga, this ain't 1988. Back in the 80s, you can kind of get away with that shit out here in LA because it was like real crazy. It was the Wild Wild West. Nowadays, man, y'all can't get away with no shit like that. Nigga, the minute you do some dumb shit like that, they got investigators all over the hood. Detectives all over the hood, knocking on doors, shaking niggas down. You got cats in jail who know you, dying to cut a deal to get out. You making the block hot, you fucking it up for you and your whole neighborhood. Because not only do you have retaliation from the cops, they're going to get your dumb ass. When you go to jail, the possibility of retaliation is still there from the motherfuckers you shot at. So you put yourself, you killed yourself. That's like a suicide mission. Going out here randomly shooting civilians is a suicide mission, because you're going to go to jail. They're going to probably give you the death penalty. Plus, you done put your family at risk because they're going to go spray your family's house. All that shit ain't worth it. That whole shit is corny. Stop falling for that. The reason why we have this big rift between blacks and Latinos is because of what's going on in jail. They do it in jail. The cops, the deputies pit the blacks and the Latinos against each other in jail, especially in the LA County Jail. They do it in the prisons too. They use it as like a scare tactic. They use it to control the population, to keep the prisoners on their toes. I've seen it firsthand. I've been in the LA County Jail. I've seen it firsthand. This ain't third fucking hand information. I've seen the shit. They got jail cells, big dorms, where half the Mexicans on one side, the blacks on the other side. The deputies set it up like that. They got different modules. Sometimes they'll tell a brother, hey, if you do this or you do that, we're going to throw you in the cell with the Mexicans. And vice versa. They tell the SA, yo, if you don't be on your P's and Q's, if you don't do this, you don't do that, we're going to throw you up there with the brothers. The cops do that dumb shit, and niggas fall for it. Don't fall for that corny shit. And what happens is that when these cats get released after being pinned up with these brothers and riffing with cats in prison, they take that beef onto the streets. That's where all that's coming from. It's two groups of powerless people fighting over what? Having a war over what? In war, you got to be fighting over something. At the end of the war, you're supposed to win something, right? Let's say the blacks win. What the fuck do we get? Let's say the essays win. What do you get? What's the prize? Nothing. Come on, nigga, it's time to wise the fuck up. They're playing people like chess. The powers that be are playing niggas and essays like chess. And they're building this beef up. And an election year is about to jump off. They already have the immigration laws. Well, they're going to stop motherfuckers from coming over here. And they use all this beef and all this strife to justify building walls and keeping cats from coming over. And deporting people and giving stiff fines and penalties. Y'all fucking it up for your hood essays. Don't let these cats out here, these white cats, pit you against brothers and vice versa. Brothers, don't let them pit you against the SAs. Blacks and Latinos, we've had a rich history. There's an unknown history about us. A lot of folks don't know, man. A lot of folks don't know. Do you know the first, one of the first presidents of Mexico was a black dude? Yeah. Did you guys know that? Let me give y'all a little history lesson here. One of the first presidents of Mexico, the country of Mexico, was a black dude. As a matter of fact, he helped Mexico gain its independence from Spain. A black dude named Vicente Guerrero. Look that name up. Vicente Guerrero. And the reason why they were fucking with Vicente Guerrero is because they couldn't trust white folks. And they knew that Brothers was down with the same struggle, and he was down to help them out. So everybody was struggling, helping each other. Just like in 92. Remember in All My L.A. Cats, the L.A. riots in 92? Blacks and Mexicans out here ripping shit up. Do you think they want to see that shit again? We were cool as hell with the essays then, in 92. That scared the shit out of white folks out here. They don't never want to see that again. Well, that's how Mexico got started. The brothers in the essays wrecking shit, working together. They can't have that happen, guys. Don't let these motherfuckers play you like chess. Again, Spanish, Latino, black folks and Latinos and Spanish, we've had a rich history together. Don't let nobody tell you different. No, the state of California, it's named after a mythological black female. Did you know that? Look up the name Queen Califia. Look that up. There was a writer back in the 1500s named Garcia Rodriguez de Montalvo. And my Spanish is kind of off, but that was the guy's name. He was a writer, and he wrote about a mythological Amazon queen, a black female named Queen Califia. And that's where the state of California got its name from. A lot of folks don't know that. They kind of keep shit like that hidden. They don't want you to know that shit. But I digress. The point is, man, blacks and Mexicans, get off the bullshit. Don't let these cats pit you against each other. And my SA cats, y'all out here doing some real dumb shit, just running up, randomly shooting folks. Let me tell y'all, something happened to me about 2 weeks ago. And I could have tripped on it, but I didn't trip about it. It was like 11:30 at night, and I had to go get some dog food for my dogs. I got couple of dogs in the house, and it's 11:30, and I go out to Walmart. It was a 24-hour Walmart out here where I live, and I live in the suburbs. So I go into the Walmart, and I'm coming out, and this is like 2 weeks ago. All my friends know about this, but I ain't trip on it. About 2 weeks ago, I come out the Walmart, and there was some Mexican dudes just driving around like a BB gun, just randomly, I guess, shooting at black folks. And I walk out of Walmart, and these cats roll up, these Mexican dudes, and they were like, fuck the miñata, something. They said, fuck something. I couldn't understand what it was. I couldn't make out the words because it was talking with an accent. you know, this motherfucker popped me in the face with a BB gun. It was so un-gangster, I didn't even trip on the shit. And it wasn't like he knew who I was. I'm like, I had on a hoodie and a skull cap, so I'm all, you know. But I'm coming out of Walmart, and a motherfucker straight drove by and popped me in the face with a BB gun. They're just randomly shooting black folks with a BB gun. And I really didn't trip on it. And they just popped me in the face with a BB gun and drove off into the night. And that shit kind of hurt. BB guns, that shit hurt. I was all bleeding in the face. I'm like, God damn, did a motherfucker just pop me with a BB gun? But shit like that is going on out here. And again, it was some. It was so un-gangster, I didn't even trip on it. But shit like that is going on out here, man. It's crazy. And again, you SAs, when y'all do shit like that, you're making the block hot. So, man, y'all got to chill with that shit. Get your mind right. Get your money tight. Anyway, that's been today's episode of Mac Lessons Radio. I will be in Hawaii this week. Everybody send me your emails. I'll still be chopping it up with you on MySpace. And for those who don't know, my MySpace page, myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. I will holla at you players in a minute.